And oh, look, it's 8 o'clock. I'm gonna start the broadcast.
9 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock. Do you know where your squirrels are?
Is Alan arguing with Brita? That's not wise.
Yeah, no, that's how people die.
I like how my fan sounds now. Hello, squirrels.
Please tell me it's, you're wearing your Louise hat when you do that.
I am not. Oh, you should be. But I could be in your mind.
It's Brita Vader.
Yeah, Brita, you need to do the whole show talking into your fan.
I turned it off.
I'd like to say that this episode is brought to you by 1,000 people playing Foo Fighters in Spain.
No.
Okay.
Also known as the Nirvana version of Wings.
Oh, let's not, we're not going to go there. So, how is everyone?
I'm good.
Hot. Shut up.
Alan, yeah. What's the temperature inside your house?
The temperature in my office right now is 80 degrees.
Okay.
It's not good for the computer, is it?
It doesn't mind.
It's not the G4 cube or whatever that one that was supposed to be that.
It's not a supercomputer that needs a refrigerator to run inside.
I'm a supercomputer that needs a refrigerator for me to run inside. If you need me, I'll be playing hide and seek inside that refrigerator in the junkyard.
With the latch?
Yeah, the old one with the latch.
Yeah, all right.
But the nice thing about it is I'll survive the nuclear attack.
Oh, that's a good point.
They're made out of cockroaches?
Cockroach shielding.
Now, there is a brilliant idea.
Hey, that's what I'm telling you. That's a big idea.
Oh, build a fallout shelter. And just like start killing cockroaches and dumping them into the trench around it. Once it's all full, then you can just put a little bit of loam on top, and then you will survive the radiation because cockroaches are nuke proof.
I don't think it works quite that way.
I don't think it works that way at all. I don't know if I've ever seen who exactly said the only thing that would be living is the cockroaches. Number one, I don't think there's a nuclear holocaust, like a nuclear holocaust can be created at that level. And then
they can try,
yeah, but it wouldn't work. And then number two, like I think at best that they could do is like if they were specific, like instead of firing nukes at each other in the whole like mutual assured destruction sort of situation, instead if they started like digging holes so that they could like split the earth in half and drop it into the sun or something like that, maybe that would work. But that's one of those things.
That's what it would take.
Yeah.
It would take that sort of thing.
But don't worry, because Iran totally won't have nuclear weapons. So. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's the difference between wholesale and retail, right? You know. you might lose a city every now and then, but the cockroaches will be safe.
Depends on which city it is.
Hey.
You know.
Some cities we could lose.
We can draft them.
Yeah.
Yep, sorry.
Detroit.
Detroit's Detroit's already been nuked.
Actually improve Michigan by removing Detroit entirely.
Yeah, they'd probably be happy.
Actually, that is actually true.
Yeah.
Even if you just left a giant hole in the earth, like going straight to the core, it'd be like a net plus because at least you could heat stuff.
Huh? Probably get a volcano.
Ooh.
Like an inverse volcano.
The Motor City volcano. No, because the magma would fill back
in. Yeah, it'd fill up.
It's under pressure.
You have Ted Nugent riding a motorcycle around a caldera. That comes to mind.
Does a Nuge still live in Michigan?
No.
Oh, God, no.
I didn't think
so. Why?
He has a 7,000-acre compound in Montana.
Why would he... I've been to Detroit. No. I mean, not only is Detroit like Detroit, but it also has Michigan winters.
Oh, Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
That's like kicking sand in a wound.
Yeah.
You get all the gang violence of Chicago.
Right.
With all the crap of North Dakota.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, by the way, Jay, speaking of winter time, you'll be appreciative of this, is that disgraced Massachusetts MBTA director now has a federal position. So she's been inflicted by Barack Obama on all of us.
Yes. Yes.
Congratulations. We all get to deal with this feckless moron.
The person who did such a horrible job in Massachusetts, she resigned in disgrace. Our dear leader has decided to elevate her to the national level.
She shut down the entire MBTA.
Yeah.
For the, you know, in beautiful weather. I mean, it was, I think, slightly below freezing, but almost not freezing. And yeah, and it was shut down for a day for like the first time in like ever. And it was worse after it was done. Good job.
What did she shut it down for?
Yeah.
Was it shut down so some guy could walk down the tracks? Because that's what they did here in Houston.
Oh, yeah?
They shut down the whole fucking highway so some one guy could walk down the road.
What for?
Really?
Some stupid art project. Some performance art thing they were doing.
That's why cowcatchers were invented?
No, they had the whole damn highway blocked off.
The front of your vehicle.
It was crazy.
Did he pay for it?
Of course not. This is Houston. We have a lesbian mayor. He didn't pay for anything.
Performance art is bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, no, the performance art where it pays for itself
Is all fine. Perfectly That's good. Fine.
Yes.
Usually it's, you know.
I can't imagine the amount of money it would have taken to buy a shutdown down the highway.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Art paying for itself. Isn't that like, you know, like jumbo shrimp?
No, some artists are really great.
Lots of art that pays for itself. Yeah, yeah. It's all
performance
kinds.
Art. Not so much.
Who's that guy that sells a lot of paintings? Kincaid.
He's dead.
He's still selling a lot of paintings.
Yeah, and he died very wealthy and very drunk.
And he signs every one of them. Okay. All righty. It is Thursday, July 30th, 2015. And it is time for this episode, what is it? 161.
Hey, Al, what time is it?
It is 8:08.
Wrong!
Nope. The show runs on Central Time.
Once again, you are wrong.
Damn it.
Only because Alan runs the show.
Central Time.
Hey, Brita.
Yeah?
What time is it?
9:08.
Correct.
What time is it, weird?
It's 9:08.
Jay, what time is
it's
it? It's
9:08.
And
Alan,
voted.
3 out of 4 squirrels.
On top of that, Alan, which of the four of us is the prettiest?
Well, it's between me and you, weird. No offense, Jay.
Aww.
Jay, you're borderline deformed.
No.
Oh, you
Jay's
guys.
A dashing individual.
He is. Jay is very handsome.
But yeah, so no. Brita's the prettiest, so therefore her time zone wins.
I've been working out.
Three has. Brita could kick our butts.
Probably.
Have you been doing lots of like inverted push-ups?
No, I lift weights.
And have you been doing CrossFit?
No. You know what? CrossFit is way too social for me. I could not do CrossFit because it involves other people.
Quote unquote social in the fact that you're dealing with other people, but yes. You know, but you're also dealing with like a cult.
That's it. Other people are working out when I'm working out and we're talking about working out and touching the same weights at the same time. And no, it would not work for me at all.
I'm glad you don't, Brita. Because also, I don't think you'd work so well with like the black robes and the sacrificing the goat. They're cults. Gross.
Where's the damn...
the dam.
Oh, I'm looking
for a three-legged cat.
Ah, here we go. This is what I was looking for.
What was he looking for?
I just don't know.
We're waiting with bated breath, Alan. What on earth are you doing?
What the hell is that?
It's the time thing.
What?
The top of the hour, CBS News top of the hour.
Okay. And?
Oh, never mind.
Is this like, is this your way of saying, we have to talk about the segments now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's the Alan code. All right. So last week we, well, okay. Let's be honest. I decided that we should do segments.
And since you're the prettiest, you're right.
Well, I just think that, you know, we can talk about, everything we want to talk about, but I think that an hour's worth of talking about news is kind of, you know, boring. And there's more to us than just what we think about the news. At least there is for me. I don't know about you people.
Not me. I am very one-dimensional.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I thought that we should maybe talk about some different stuff and mix it up, and because, you know, everybody can read the news on their own and form their own opinions. We can talk about week in review. I think that would be great. You know, the big items during the week, but I think segments would be awesome because I'm interested in you guys, and I think everybody else is interested in you guys.
Yep.
I think this would be a good time to kind of introduce our segments.
Okay.
And, you know, they're not set in stone. It's not like, oh, pick a segment and you have to do that exact segment every week.
No. Stuck with it forever.
You're stuck with it forever. Do your homework. Just this one thing forever. No, that is not the case. So what do you guys got this week?
Who goes first, Brita?
You.
I get to go first?
Yeah. Yes.
You yes. asked. You get yes. to go. My
segment is mommy blogging because I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah. A very furry stay-at-home mom.
Very furry stay-at-home mom. And today I get to stay at home and do absolutely no mothering because my baby's up in Maine with the grandparents. Yay! Yeah.
So what did you do instead?
I went to the Grange.
No way.
I don't know what that means.
I know. It had been over.
Yeah, I think it's a northeastern thing, right? More.
What?
New Englandy thing.
Grange. To go to a gun range?
Grange? Is that what Grange means?
No. I went range. To the range.
Oh, the range. I thought you said the Grange.
No, like, Grange is in Texas.
That's La Grange.
Oh, that's something I'm not totally
gonna be
different.
So, I'm not going to be so formal when talking about Grange.
Okay. Lug range.
But yes, I went
female. That's sexist.
I went to my firearms club and I promptly melted.
Oh.
Cuz it was like 90 degrees out.
Aww. Yeah.
Shut up, Alan.
But I got to shoot my baby's rifle.
You know, y'all don't let me talk about the cold when it's, you know, January and February. Y'all only get to talk about the heat when it's July and August.
I like the heat. I'm sitting here in my bra. Ooh.
Okay.
Almost there.
I like it.
We do too, Brita.
This is not a video.
Tell me again
podcast.
Why this isn't a video.
Yeah, so, Alan, get on that.
Damn it.
Yep. So, yeah. So those of you that are listening,
we would have so many watchers.
And not listening in live, you're not seeing the video stream. It is quite nice.
Oh, hey.
Tune in next week.
Hey.
Read a shower cam.
That weird. He's thinking.
Yeah. Uh-huh, that's what I'm saying. So tune in next week and maybe you'll catch Brita being naked. I'm just saying, free beer tomorrow.
but it's like roulette wheel because it could also be weird.
Yeah,
that is true.
You never know.
It's like chat roulette.
You never know what you're going to get.
I'm wearing a tank top.
Are you?
Yes. God. Of the beat my wife variety.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because it's hot out.
Yeah. Do you have central air?
Oh, no.
No, Yeah, nope. Me either.
Anyway, we only put in one air conditioner because it hasn't been this hot.
Yeah.
Until now, and the reason why my baby is up in Maine is because
the baby's.
Yeah, we don't, because we actually need to go, like, we need to get like enough time to get like the little board business, and we gotta do all the rigging for that one.
That reminds me of that Asriel quote from Dogma.
What's that?
The air conditioning, you have, where he goes, no pleasure, no rapture, no exquisite sin greater than central air.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to get central air, but it's problematic with old houses with steam heat.
Yeah. Oh, you'd have to replace the whole thing.
No. The ideal thing is they run high pressure lines through the between the walls. So essentially, it's a small aperture, very very high pressure.
Oh, that sounds noisy.
Cold air comes screaming out at you.
Actually, it's not. I've been in a few houses with it. It's actually not all that bad. But yeah,
I'm dubious.
Alan, you've got central air.
Of course, it's Texas.
They build the air conditioner first.
That's right. That's the first thing.
In New England, they first pour the cellar. In Texas, they build the air conditioning system and then build a house around it.
That's right. Yeah, right on the slab in Texas.
That's about how they do it.
They don't believe in cellars.
That's right.
You don't even have cupboards.
You know why?
So
why?
Okay.
Yeah, why don't they have cellars in Texas?
Because they don't have to.
They don't need them. Other than
the reason you have a cellar is because you already have to go down so far to get below the frost line that it doesn't take any extra effort to actually build a usable space. In Texas, there is no frost line, so there's no reason to build a
cellar. That's why you have to wrap your pipes.
Exactly.
Wrap your pipe.
That's right. You gotta wrap your pipes. Don't forget to wrap your pipes.
But yeah, so. So if you ever end up having children, give them to your parents, and then you can live the life of luxury.
You know, my parents, when I was a baby, we went as a family to visit Ireland. We went to Ireland to see, I guess, my family and whatever. And I was like one or something, and they left me in the entire different country. They left me with my grandmother in Ireland, and they went to England. They left me in a different country.
They were invading. You don't take your baby invading. Come on.
I guess, but yeah, I guess it was if you want to have a good time, just leave your baby behind. Yeah. Give them to the grandparents.
And did you have a good time, Brita?
I don't recall.
I bet you did.
She had good times. She doesn't remember. She blocked out.
I bet you played with all sorts of neat stuff. I bet you got into all sorts of stuff. And I bet, you know, grandma being the spoiled grandma gave you Guinness or whatever stuff that grandparents give their grandchildren in Ireland.
Entirely different country.
That's right. Seriously, I've been calling my folks just to check in on the baby. And seriously, she can be way more obnoxious than this. She's like being like super nice
when
and happy
news
and
breaks in the tri-state area or
shit.
The world.
Sorry.
What the hell?
It's me.
Alan?
What are you doing? Are you bored with my segment you're watching the
news? I'm not bored.
I'm still trying to find never mind. I'm trying to find sound effects for
why don't you find them before the show starts?
Right.
That would
I told you to do your homework before the show, Alan.
I didn't think about it until just now.
His dog ate it. So that look here, Alan, I'll hand you a post-it note. Here, take this post-it note and you write down whatever you're thinking about and you stick it on your computer monitor. And then folks, tune in next week. It's gonna be a sound effect laden show. But right now, Alan's gonna leave it the fuck alone. Don't stop picking at it or it'll never heal.
The only sound effect you need is these boing.
Anyway. I have some of those.
Squirrels.
But yeah. Well, I left my baby in another country. When we went to Bermuda, we didn't take her.
Oh, that's right.
Seriously, what's a baby going to do in Bermuda?
Well,
not
there's only so
food.
Many margaritas or something.
Yeah. So yeah, but no, she's having the time of her life. She's having so much fun.
She's gonna be so spoiled by the time she gets back.
Oh yeah,
you will not know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. We'll pick her up on Saturday.
Is it cooler in Maine?
Evidently, yes.
Yeah. She's gonna have a wicked hankering for Alan's coffee brandy.
Well, I got a big bottle of it at home.
All right. Who's the next segment?
Jay.
Ah, yes. The motor.
Hey, that's a good one.
Yes, the Motorhead segment. I detail my agonizing over whether I get a new car or not.
Oh.
Are you still thinking about selling the Ram? Is that what's going on?
It's one of those things. It's
you just bought that.
It's just 8.5 years ago, yes.
Oh, I've known you a long time, I guess.
Yes, you have. It just kicked over 100,000 miles. Really the only reason I'm thinking. It's like, oh boy, 100,000 miles.
Yeah, it's time to start thinking about a...
Do they go bad after that time?
Or no, it just...
They can. That's the problem.
Oh.
It's not that the car goes bad. It's the little itty-bitty pieces of the car start going bad.
Yes.
So it's one of those, like, you're just going to bring it in every 6 months for like a $300 piece there and a $100 piece there and a $200 piece there.
Plus the specter of unreliability hanging over your head when you absolutely have to be somewhere.
Thank you. Yes, exactly. It's and the problem I'm running into with my truck is it has been absolutely dead nuts reliable for the past 100,000 miles. I'm just waiting because I'm going to walk outside one day and it's going to look like the Bluesmobile at the end of the Blues Brothers.
My last truck was like that. It got up to like 180,000 miles, but the last 20,000 miles, it was like every month there was like some $500 or $600 expense that I had to take care of. And I finally was like, fuck, I could be paying for a new car for this much.
Yeah. It's the lost time. It's, you know, just that parking lot roulette. Is it going to start? Is it going to start?
And you get the, you know, you got the tow truck on speed dial, you know.
And it has not given me any reason to suspect that will be a problem.
Yeah, but it's just a matter of time.
But it's, yeah. Ugh.
So what are you thinking about? You're not going to get another big truck, are you?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I couldn't afford another big truck.
Oh.
They've gone absolutely batshit insane. And for prices, they start at mid-40s, which is nuts.
So you're getting a Prius, right?
Now, I keep looking at the Dodge Challenger. I raise my hand. I admit to wanting a midlife crisis mobile. But, man, 370 horsepower, rear-wheel drive car.
Yeah, but you know what? You don't really have to worry about snow.
I just looked at the picture. I think you should get one of those. What color?
And Jay, can you? I know that there's some performance packages that come with a stick, but can you get a regular one with a clutch these days?
You can actually. It comes standard as a 6-speed. I, however, would get the automatic for two reasons.
One, you're lazy.
One, my wife cannot drive standard transmission and does not care to learn.
This is not a negative thing. You do not want your wife driving your midlife crisis mobile.
And two, more importantly, I drive Route 66 every day. There have been days it's taken me an hour and a half to go 15 miles.
You got
to
have an automatic for that.
Brake gas clutch.
Plus, you'll be replacing your clutch every year too.
And it's a quality of life thing for $1,100. I upgrade to an automatic and I put it in D.
So, what kind of Challenger you think about getting?
The
SRT.
That's a tough.
You want the SRT, don't you?
Oh, the Hellcat.
That's what I mean. You want the 70. SRT.
Yeah.
Starting at $60,000.
Which, for the level of car you're getting, is a phenomenal deal.
Oh, yeah, it's a bargain.
It's less than a Corvette, and that thing will eat a Corvette for breakfast.
Stock. I mean, just like the way it is. You don't have to do anything to it.
You know, and you know, I just you know, my inner Tim Allen is just grunting up a storm.
Yeah, but here's the problem with the Challenger, in my mind. Now you may have a different opinion. The one that you're gonna not feel bad about spending the money for is not gonna be the one you want.
Well, that's a very true statement, because the SXT, the six cylinder, comes, it's like $6,500 less.
Right.
And it's still a 305 horsepower engine, which is damn good, all things considered.
That's a fairly heavy car.
Yes. However, that's 80 horsepower more than the Mustang GT was for a long time. It's not that much heavier.
That's true.
And
still, Jay, why not go like super goofy? Why don't you just go like crazy Rice Mobile? Why don't you get like a Subaru BRZ and put like a blower on it?
The BRZ is actually the third on the list.
The BRZ is that's like what I keep going on is I want something that's just small and light and like the exact opposite of my mom mobile and cheap and little with a clutch.
See, that's the biggest problem with the BRZ is, again, I'd have to get the automatic, which takes so much away from it. Yeah, you know, it's like a GTI. I would love to have a GTI, but
it's made by Germans.
But what are you going to do when somebody runs into you?
Well, not so much that. It's just having an automatic GTI is, you know, I mean, you might as well have a Corvette station wagon at that point.
Do they make those?
We had just found his new mom mobile.
It's meant to be a standard that you whip around corners insanely fast, picking the inside rear wheel up off the ground. Not that I've done that before, but I have. So, unfortunately,
you want a BRZ with a blower. BRZ with a blower. BRZ with a blower, and that car, the teach your wife to drive stick on the stock one. Suck. That actually should be an alarmingly easy car to learn how to drive stick on, because it's just so light.
Actually, the I'll bet the Challenger would be easier, because that big V8 just kind of loafs along. You can pretty much start it in third. You've got more torque than you ever.
But you can give up too much thing and get the tires to break free without too much effort. That's what I'm saying with the BRZ. It's not as much torque, but it's a lot lighter, so you can get it rolling easy. But I think you really need to goose the gas to get the rear wheels to break free.
Which is another reason for not getting the standard. Because that's just way too tempting, and those tires are expensive. Because you just let off that clutch just a little quick, and you get that. Not that I've ever done that before in my truck.
You know, I used to actually do burnouts in my old Ranger all the time, and that my first set of tires I only put two sets of tires on it, and sold it with
that's
a.
That's because Rangers have no weight in the back.
Yeah, pickup trucks don't really count.
Yeah.
Because there's no weight over the drive wheels.
It's true.
All right.
But well, yeah, either way, I did not wear the tires out on that car.
Yeah.
That was a good segment.
Yeah.
It's now here time for...
What the hell is that?
Well, it's either frying bacon or a shower.
It's frying bacon.
Frying bacon.
It's frying bacon.
I thought it was a shower. I thought we were going right to the Brita shower camp.
It's time for Cooking with Brita.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Pinto home, return. Sorry.
Well,
a shot of sherry.
For the recipe too.
Well, I've decided to do a food segment every week because everybody loves food and everybody likes to call in about food.
Yes. 214-530-0036.
Yeah, this is still a call-in show. I don't know if people realize that
or not. You guys can totally interrupt our segments. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You guys have right of way. You're like the Amish.
What?
You have to yield for the Amish.
Yeah, well, you can go around them. You can pass them.
Same thing with the Sea Amish. Sailboats have the right of way.
The Sea Amish.
Sailboats don't always have the right way.
Well, you can go around the... I know this for a fact because I live where there's Amish people. You can go around the Amish if it's clear and you have, you know, you can make it around them in time.
Can you give them the finger while you do it?
No. I like the Amish. I think they're great.
It doesn't have anything to do with whether or not you give them the finger.
I do not ever give them the finger.
I give Jay the finger all the time, and I like Jay.
No, you don't, liar.
That's true. I don't like Jay. Sorry, I've been living a lie.
Anyway, so food segment.
Yes.
I decided that, you know, everybody likes food and everybody wants to talk about food and call in about food because that really has been one of our most, you know, popular call-in topics about food and stuff. But I wanted to talk this week about the Lay's potato chips because I don't know if you know this, but I love potato chips. I love them. I love chips. I love cheese doodles. I love nacho chips. I love Doritos. I love pork rinds. I love the salty, flavory, crunchy snack. So, and also I am absolutely obsessed with like different flavors, new flavors, novel flavors. And every year now, I think this is the third year in a row. I think it's the third year, but Lay's potato chip does a thing every year where they call it Do Us a Flavor contest. And what you do is you submit a flavor idea to Lay's potato chips and they pick four of the top, you know, favorite flavors that people have suggested and they make these flavors and they, you know, distribute them around the country. And you taste the flavors and then you vote on which is the best one. And last year, I remember I was at Penzic and the wasabi ginger potato chips had just come out. And I bought a bag and I was eating them at Penzic and they were like, everybody was like stuffing their face with these wasabi ginger chips because they were so good. The other flavors last year were not so good.
Nope.
They had mango salsa, which was kind of like, I don't even know. Did I taste that one? I don't remember.
I did. It was not good.
And then they had, I can't remember the fourth flavor. The
chili mac and cheese or whatever.
Oh, chili mac and cheese. Yeah. That was not good. You know, bacon mac and cheese, yeah. I think it was. Whatever.
Yeah.
Not so good. Mm-hmm. But also, they had cappuccino, which was just...
That sounds like a terrible idea.
It was horrible on a level of... I can't even explain how horrible it was. It was like tasting kind of like wet cardboard with coffee. I don't know. It's just... horrible.
I mean, that's one of those things of the, you know, you're sitting there and eating potato chips with your coffee and, you know, you kind of ever so often dunk the potato chips in the coffee. No, you don't.
Right. No. It just was not two flavors that were better together. Not even, it was horrible. I love potato chips, but I threw these out. I've never thrown out potato chips before. You know, these were bad. But, this year, the flavors are really exciting. They've got truffle fries. They've got biscuits and gravy. They've got Greek, like, gyro or gyro, however you say it. And they also have Reuben, like a Reuben sandwich.
Reuben is a tread with caution. I love a Reuben sandwich, but...
I've read the reviews and people say it's freaking amazing. So, okay. You know, granted, I'm pretty excited about it. You know, I'm going to get them all, obviously. I'm really excited about the truffle fries because I love truffles. But I wanted to know what were you know, what kind of potato chip would you, this is also like a good call in question. What potato chip would you invent if you had any flavor you could choose?
Bourbon.
Bourbon potato. I don't know if that would go bourbon. Well on a potato chip.
I've definitely eaten potato chips and washed them down with bourbon.
Who hasn't?
Well, I would like to try a brisket flavored potato chip.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Somebody made a steak. Was it a Hers made a steak potato chip?
It was Ruffles. Yeah, Ruffles made a steak potato chip.
And it was not. It was
really good.
It was good. It was very steaky tasting. But I would like to. I wonder what they could do for a brisket chip.
Well, I've been really wanting a kind of a steak and blue cheese flavored potato chip.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Because I love blue cheese on my steak. It's like food sex. So I think it would be great in a potato chip. But, you know, flavor stuff has come so far lately because they make weird flavors for everything now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really, flavors have improved drastically.
Except the one flavor they have not been able to really get on the nose is bacon. I've not tasted a bacon flavored thing that tastes bacony.
The bacon Pringles are not bad.
Yeah, but they're kind of like Bacos. They're like the fake bacon bits.
Yeah.
I mean they have that kind of bacon-esque flavor.
Yeah. No, I remember they get I think that's one of those things of the either don't get super close or get it right on the nose. But if you get it like almost right, that's almost worse.
Yeah.
The only bacon potato chip I've ever had that is close is Utz brand potato chips makes a bacon and horseradish potato chip, which is freaking amazing. But the reason it tastes like bacon is because it has actual bacon fat in the chip.
Ooh. That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Let's just deep fry our potato chips and pig.
You know,
actually, speaking of deep fried pig, actually, I can't remember how many episodes ago it was, but somebody called in and mentioned the microwave pork rinds.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And Vector bought a couple of bags of those, and we fired those up. And, oh, yeah.
They're good.
You had those, Brita?
Yes, I have a pack of them. They're really good.
They are.
Although you have to really work at like getting the bag right in the microwave so that they all kind of puff up.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
it's not like popcorn. You have to
work at it. But they're really good and they're really good warm and delicious.
Popcorn you really have to finesse it too. Like you really got to figure out what the sweet spot is.
Time.
To get all the right number of kernels pop, but no burnt ones.
Yep.
Hence why I switched to an air popper, because let's face it, microwave popcorn is a goddamn drag.
And also really not so good for you.
Oh, it's horrible. once you switch over to the air popper for a little while, then all of a sudden you eat like microwave popcorn. It's like
dipping your oil.
It's like dipping your popcorn in a Crisco.
Yeah, it really is.
Crisco. Oh, that's what we need to have. Crisco flavored potato chips.
Mm.
I think they already are flavored.
That's called Lay's Original.
Yeah, partially hydrogenated soybean oil.
You know, I just had a thought. You were talking about cooking them in fat. You know how McDonald's is really suffering in the market. They're really getting. They're like the, you know.
They're going to go out of business. I think.
McDonald's, you know why?
Out of business. Can you imagine
because
that?
Because open carriers keep scaring people away.
No, it's not. You know why?
Minimum wage.
They switched from using beef fat to fry their French fries in.
Huh.
Well, there's that. There's
it's
also
been downhill ever since.
Now, is there a law or something like this? Or is this just them being like politically good? But they kind of have a version of the cafe standards as well of the, you know. Like Ford makes an electric car. I have never seen the Ford electric car. I suspect that they just make a bunch of them. That way, they continue to make like Mustangs.
Right. They park them. They park them on the back lot, and nobody drives them.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's the same thing with McDonald's. As McDonald's now offers like salads and apple slices and all that stuff, of which they make, they sell one
their
or two.
Salads are actually pretty good.
Yeah, but see, nobody wants that shit from McDonald's.
Yeah, but they throw out more than they make.
You know, I stopped on my this weekend. I stopped and got a sausage biscuit because I was hungry and I was like, oh, sausage biscuit, those are pretty good.
What? It was. They're not good.
Well, they used to be a lot better. This one was almost inedible.
Well, I mean, there's the other problem they've got is they've got all these food items that nobody wants on the menu. There's the constant minimum wage thing, so now they're having to raise the prices of the food.
Right.
And then on top of that, there's people attacking from the other side, which are trying to make as cheap as possible the best burger they can make.
So you got McDonald's, or you can go to Chick-fil-A.
And get the chicken and biscuit.
Right. Or you can go to Whataburger. You know, why the hell would you go to McDonald's?
Or Five Guys, exactly. And since the minimum wage is coming up, the price difference is getting tighter and tighter and tighter.
Yep.
For really crappy food.
We have a call.
Oh, my God. I have to still do my recipe, my recipe of the week.
It's MDev. We have time.
Oh, cool. Woo! Okay.
Oh, MDev.
I think it's MDev.
Well, yeah, it is, because Jay made me call in, because I was like, oh, I'm home from work. I'm going to actually be in the chat for once. And Jay's like, call in.
MDev, do you want your own segment?
Maybe like a once a month segment where I share horrific stories from work about nut jobs I deal with.
I like this idea.
No, but I do work with the public.
Yeah, well, same. I gotcha.
Yeah.
What else is new?
But yes, you're hired.
All right. Well, you know, there you go.
Yep. If you have a good story, call in. We want to hear it.
MDev, what potato chip flavor would you make?
Yeah.
What?
What potato chip flavor would you make?
Oh, I would want something like garlic lasagna.
Ooh.
Of course. All you Italians are the same.
That'd be good. We pretty much are.
I don't know. The tomato. I don't know.
I don't know. So, Weird, I have a confession to make.
Ooh.
Specifically to Weird.
What's this?
I was back east. I guess it was like the end of March, beginning of April, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not take the opportunity to go buy myself a bottle of Allen's Coffee Brandy. And I didn't even think about it until the flight home. And I was like, oh, crap, I was there. I could have done that.
It's pretty good stuff. I won't lie.
Buy a big bottle of NyQuil and chug literally.
Same thing.
Liberally.
Well, yeah. You know, I was thinking I could have smuggled it on the plane. Could have got me through that flight home. You know.
You can put alcohol in your check luggage.
Checked luggage? No, I need it for the flight home.
You're not getting it. You're not getting in your carry-on, man.
Oh, yeah,
you will make enough. TSA agents right. Very happy.
Yeah, they'll take it.
All right. In that case, I will have to adjust it before the checkpoint.
I actually have carry home
in my liver.
I have heard stories of people bringing nip bottles onto the plane because they put them in the Ziploc bag and they follow all the rules.
Oh yeah.
And then when the air waitress gives you your cup of ice, there you go.
They don't sell Allen's Coffee Brandy in little nip bottles.
They've got to. I know they sell them in pint bottles.
I've seen them
on the side of the road.
It doesn't have to be sealed. It can be, you know.
All right, I'll have to fill my shampoo bottles with it.
Thanks for calling me, Dev.
On that note,
I'm getting kicked off the squirrel report because I'm an alcoholic.
I was walking under a bridge in Boston, And there was a there was an urban outdoorsman camped out under there. And he was all, like, wrapped up in his, like, you know, beds and, you know, blankets and clothes and bullshit, whatever the fuck, that awful crap that they wrap themselves up in. And beside him was a brown paper bag with the with a plastic bottleneck that looked very distinctly like a vodka bottle sticking out. And you could and the bag didn't cover it enough that I could see that it was empty or mostly empty. And just as I walked by, the guy simply said, yep, that's what happens when you drink a bottle of plastic neck vodka. You end up sleeping under a bridge, yeah. And say to random morning commuters at not particularly early in the morning.
All right,
Brita, I need to hear recipe. Your recipe.
It is the easiest recipe in the world, for real. As long as you have a crock pot.
I have one of those.
Okay, so you get a pork loin roast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, about a good size. I don't know, about the size of a loaf of bread, maybe smaller. I don't know, a pork loin roast. Not a pork tenderloin. Not. Pork loin looks, pork tenderloin is long and skinny, kind of like, you know, a little tube. Pork tenderloin or a pork loin is kind of more loaf shaped. Read the label. So you take your pork loin roast and you plunk it in your crock pot.
Plunk.
Plunk. And then you get a jar of salsa. Whatever sort of salsa you like. Mild, sweet, hot, medium, you know, green salsa, red salsa, roasted chipotle, whatever you like. Get a jar of salsa. Dump the entire jar of salsa into the crock pot.
Are we talking about a 16-ounce jar? Are we talking about a bigger jar?
No. Like a regular... Well, whatever you want. Get a jar of salsa. Seriously, okay. not like the giant industrial size, but like, you know, you could go to the grocery store and you could buy a jar of salsa. Get yourself a jar of salsa.
Not the little jar.
Not the little bitty jar.
Yeah.
Not the little bitty jar.
Not the short stack. You want the tall.
No.
You want the one that's like 12, 15 ounces, something like that.
Right.
You want the pounder.
You want the long neck.
Yes, like, you know, the grown-up size of salsa. And you dump the entire jar of salsa into the crock pot. You take the lid of the crock pot. You put it on the crock pot. You plug in the crock pot. You turn on low for 8 hours. Walk away.
No, you freak out the other 8 hours.
What? Why would you freak out?
Oh, Jay, don't be a pussy.
I freak out with crock pots. I don't like cookware that's left on.
Oh, okay.
It's witchcraft.
Okay, so you plug in your crock pot. You turn on low. You ignore Jay. You walk away for 8 hours. You come back and you take two forks and you kind of pull apart your meat and you have the most delicious, wonderful pulled porky stuff that you can use for anything. Like, you could put it on rice with beans. You can eat it in tacos. You can add it to all sorts of things. And it's delicious and super easy and you're welcome.
By the way, so to add on to that, I can put a super easy recipe on top of that is you take two tortillas.
Yes.
You grease a sheet pan. You put one tortilla down on the grease sheet pan. Then you put your meaty goodness in there. Then you put whatever the heck you feel like. If you want to throw some beans in there, if you want to throw some like diced jalapenos in there or anything like that, onions, whatever. Then you put your cheese down. Then you put another one on top, and then you just brush it with a little bit of oil, and then you throw it in the oven. I think at like 425, and it like takes like 15 minutes. You don't even have to flip it. Just keep an eye on it. Once that top tortilla starts browning, and you see all the cheese starting to melt, ta-da! Just pop it off, put it on a cutting board, hit it with a pizza wheel, and you've got quesadillas.
Yummy. And you could use your crock pot pork for that.
Yep.
Yes.
Awesome. Rita,
I use crock pot meat for it.
What, Jay?
No, can make your recipe better.
Watching the crock pot for 8 hours?
No, you use pork from a pig you harvested yourself.
Oh. Have you eaten your own pig?
I have.
And?
It's yummy.
Oh, I bet.
The biggest complaint, there wasn't enough of it.
Yeah.
Wait, have you eaten your entire pig?
No, not yet.
We're eating
it a little bit at a time.
That counts as more hog, doesn't it?
Well, I've seen the size of his son. Like, yeah. He didn't get to be 8 feet tall from missing a whole bunch of meals.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
Cool.
He routinely eats more than I do, which is not terribly difficult, but.
We have a caller.
Okay.
Area code 508. Hello.
Hey, it's the Arctic Elf.
Hey, Arctic
Elf. Hey.
I know that guy.
And I'm actually in Wista.
Oh, Wista! Hey.
Wista! Worcester!
No, it's not that.
What a lovely city. What are you doing in the lovely city of Wista?
Wista or Wista?
Wista.
Wista.
Wista. You out at the Centrum? I watched my snake there. It was wicked pissa.
As of about 5 o'clock this afternoon, being on vacation. Before that, working.
Oh, since you're talking about Massachusetts?
Yeah.
You want to talk about the Deval Patrick? Was it 20-something million dollars?
$27 million.
Yeah.
Oh, please let him go to jail. Please let him go to jail.
The only thing that's particularly newsworthy about that is how long it took him to catch it.
Is what?
I mean, how long it took to catch him.
Yeah, he's been out of office for a little while.
I thought that was engaging
in multiple other criminal organizations, such as the Boston Olympics.
You did say the new governor sucked, so, you know. Didn't you say, what's his name?
Baker?
No, the new.
I don't know anything about the new governor.
Whoever replaced Deval Patrick?
Charlie Baker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Charlie.
He's actually not been too bad. I expect he's a Republican.
No. Or is he another Democrat?
Can't be a Republican.
He's technically a Republican.
Really? He's a Democrat. Well, I mean,
he's a Democrat.
Romney was
he's a Chris Republican Christie too. Republican.
Yeah. So ultra hardcore right wing by Massachusetts standards.
Yes, ultra-hardcore, right wing by Massachusetts standard. And if he ever runs for a higher office.
Which means he's a socialist, right?
Well, yes. Alan, by Texas or Virginia definition, that means he's sort of a centrist Democrat.
It means he's Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Really?
That's no.
Kind of freaky.
I don't know.
Because she's a lizard person.
She's a lizard.
I just know that the lefties that I just got back from having dinner with were tremendously disappointed that Mike Coakley had lost.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, but that's what Coakley does is she loses.
Well, yeah. I mean,
they're also
convinced, though, that Clinton will be the next president.
Yeah, not a chance.
It was like that line from the great Spike Lee film, 25th Hour, of the, that's what grandparents do. They die.
Yes.
Oh. Hey, thanks for calling, Arctic Elf.
All right, have a good night.
Oh, look at this. We're almost out of time.
I liked your recipe. It was super easy.
We need to do I guess we have a little bit of time for the last segment.
Yes, your segment.
Alan's segment?
Yeah. Let's see if I have
6 minutes. Talk quickly.
Hurry up.
Hey
there. We have Alan.
We're up against a hard break here.
It's the Apple report.
It's no, Alan. It's the, well, this is kind of nerdy.
What is your segment going to be anyway?
I don't know.
You haven't decided yet?
Well, today it's like nerd stuff because this past weekend, I went to my first ever Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm. Nerd!
The Space City Comic-Con in Houston, Texas.
How many slave Leias were there?
Me and my daughter went there. believe it or not, I only saw one slave Leia. There were a shitload of Harley Quinns, though. I mean, ooh. I think Harley Quinn is the new slave Leia.
Okay.
Harley Quinn is...
a clown, which is kind of scary.
Yeah, it's very scary. Saw an awesome Groot and what's his name? The raccoon.
Rocket
raccoon. Had my picture taken with Las Vegas Spock.
What's it?
Las Vegas Spock.
What is Las Vegas Spock?
He's a professional. He's a professional Spock.
Professional cosplayer.
Yeah, he's a professional Spock, and he is like professional.
Is he from Las Vegas? And
I don't
so
know.
He does
that
a very good Spock from Las Vegas.
He just
or is him. He wearing the like white Elvis jumpsuit and cape?
That would be awesome. Talk about that crossover
and the sideburns
crossover cost. No, because first place he's like 7 feet tall, and so he is actually a more realistic Spock than Leonard Nimoy was. I mean, this guy looks like Spock. It was pretty awesome. Let's see.
Do you have a picture of him? Can you throw a picture of Las Vegas Spock?
Website.
You don't have a photo of him.
I have a picture of me with him.
Let's see.
There's all kinds of images.
Wow.
Yeah, just Google Las Vegas Spock?
Yeah, just Google. There, I put a link. He's got a gazillion pictures. You'll see him. He comes up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, see?
I'll give you that. I will.
Yep.
But he needs to go a step further, and he needs to get the white jumpsuit.
No, that's Elvis, man. That's Elvis.
That's what we do, Las Vegas Spock.
Spock. Yes. Viva.
So you know, I've never gone to a Comic-Con before, mostly because I hate crowds. But I went to this one, and it was not that bad, mostly because it was, you know, a big convention center full of nerds. So it was like my people.
So here's the big question is, so what was your daughter going there for?
She went there with me because it was fun.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, what's her geek flag?
Oh, she likes all kinds of different stuff. She likes the, she's really gotten into Buffy the Vampire Slayer lately. She likes
the movie, of course.
Series. The movie is another one of those things that never actually got made.
Oh, the movie's so good.
It's horrible.
It's got Paul Rubens and Rutger Hauer in it.
Yeah,
oh.
She likes the. anyway, she likes it.
What other movie has Paul Rubens and Rutger Hauer in it at the same time?
The Blues Brothers
and Donald Sutherland.
Actually, the NRG Convention Center is not a gun-free zone. This football stadium is, but the convention center is not. So, let's see. What else did I see there that was cool? Oh, I saw the – I actually talked to – what's her name? Karen Gillian and Arthur – whatever
Darvel.
The fuck his name is.
oh my gosh.
Amy and Rory from Doctor Who. And that
she's
was
tall
fun.
Too.
Oh God, she's tall. And really hot. Saw Tank Girl, Lori Petty.
Yay.
Could have seen Shatner, but I didn't want to wade through the lines.
And you didn't want to see Shatner.
isn't he at the point where you can't avoid not seeing him? He like starts with,
you know, okay, here's, okay. You know, I never really paid that much attention to like the actor thing and stuff. And I've never been to, this is my first Comic-Con. So I have a universe of one to draw from, but I gotta tell you, some of these actors, I gotta give them props because there was a few of them. They were there from the time the show opened to the time they ended, meeting people, saying hi, being friendly, and not, you know, not being surly, not being, you know, like, oh, I'm better than all y'all and stuff like that. I mean, they were seriously, you know, they at least acted, they did a damn good job of acting happy to see every single person that walked up to them. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, that's gotta be, I mean, that's a long time doing that shit. I'm pretty sure I couldn't do it. I know I couldn't do it.
Gunny Ermey does it.
It's so, you know, it's, you know, they're, I don't know. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. What'd
you buy for swag? Did you get anything embarrassing?
I got a giant metal mug. That's like the souvenir mug for the convention.
So nothing too embarrassing. No. Not like you bought an autograph for anybody or.
I did do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Whose autograph?
I got, well, you know, Brita's a huge Tank Girl fan. So I got her, I got a signed picture of Lori Petty as Tank Girl for Brita.
With my name on it, spelled right.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Not Brenda.
Not yep. Brenda. I know, it's so exciting.
Yep.
Did you have to spell it for her?
I thought you got
no?
Roddy McDowell's.
Yeah. I was getting ready to spell it for her, and by the time I did, she'd already written it down. So it was pretty cool. So, yeah, it was fun, you know. And like I said, I've never been to one of these before. And apparently I was told this is one of the smaller ones. It's not a big one. But there was a bunch of people dressed up. And a lot of shit, I didn't even know. Some people I had to like, ask them what they were doing, you know.
Were there any really obscure?
Oh, lots of them were obscure.
Yeah.
Like they were dressed like stuff. Well, you know, I mean, obscure is in the mind of the beholder, right? I mean, I'm sure there's some people that knew what they were, but I didn't have a clue. I saw there was a troop of Orion slave girls. I got video of that.
A whole troop of them.
Yes, a whole troop of them.
That's a lot of green body paint.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I bet you they had to buy that in like a 1 gallon paint can.
I bet it took two. And the other thing that surprised me is...
By the way, do they make like... Is there like a male version of that species in Star Trek?
Don't know. Don't know that nobody's ever cared. One of the things I thought was neat was the fan art. It was a lot of the fan art was really impressive. You know, like people drawing like stuff.
People do draw stuff sometimes, Alan.
Yeah.
Were they doing caricatures, Alan?
Not like that.
Did they exaggerate your rabbit fur soft hair?
No. Oh, there was a booth where you could get like a 3D figure of yourself made. They do
3D printed.
Yeah, they do. Well, they do like a 3D imaging thing of you, and then they would print you as a like a figure.
You could have your own Alan action figure.
I know. I didn't. Oh,
and then you could send it to Brita and have her paint it.
I didn't.
Oh my god.
1/24 scale
Yeah, I didn't do that.
We get RPG as Alan.
Nope.
Oh, I want to play an entire thing of like Warhammer 30K, where it's the orcs versus Alans.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What do you think, Alan? Do you think you could take the Necrons?
Nope.
I want to do a stop animation video.
Oh, wait
of
a second.
Apes, only it's Planet of the Alans.
So anyway, if you've never been to a Comic-Con, I recommend going to one.
By the way, since Alan is a Marine, if he was in Warhammer, would he technically just be a Space Marine?
Yes.
I think I'd have to be.
Alan, are you a Space Marine in real life?
No.
Let's try that again. Hey, Alan, are you a Space Marine in real life?
No.
Don't worry, we can clean this up in post. Hey, Alan, are you a Space Marine?
Oh,
Apparently, the answer you're looking for is yes.
Yeah, I knew it. Oh, God. Don't worry, we can edit out that other shit.
Yeah, I was actually, you know, that that thing Roberta does with the spaceship thing. Yeah, it was on one of those.
Ah. Spaceships.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
I think we're done.
I think we're done.
Oh, no, no, no. That was fun. The only other thing I wanted to bring up, and we'll go a little bit over because I really
want
to.
You're obsessed with this.
I want to talk about the the article that was about, where the fuck did that thing go?
Oh,
I know the one I'm talking about. Up.
Yep,
I know exactly what you're talking about, Alan.
The one
I'm going to make you plug it.
I'm going to. Where the
heck is this? This is your grave. Start digging.
Have a shovel.
God damn it. I lost it.
It's in my email. I'll grab it.
Transgender threats against Ben Shapiro.
That I want to talk about next week.
We should. That was funny. Yeah. Yeah, I can't find it.
I don't know if it's funny. That's not quite the word. But yeah.
It's queer. Oh, sorry.
Oh. It's retarded.
It's not ha-ha funny. Let's put it that way.
Let's see. That's the...
Oh, my God. I can't believe I can't find the damn thing.
Okay. Show's over.
Right next week.
Oh, Weird's got it.
Next week.
So, yes. No. We'll tease it, and then we'll talk about it next week.
Yes. Yes,
exactly. The whole... Does feminism make women ugly?
I'm a feminist.
No, you're not.
Rita is a
patriarchy telling me what I am. And
Rita,
what
you're
I am
as
not.
You're as feminist as Clarence Thomas is black.
I think that's excellent. Wow.
And that is a perfect point because. It is. Yes, Brita, you are a feminist. You are woman. We hear you roar. You are Wonder Woman. You are amazing. Except for when the social justice warriors hear that, they go, "Oh no, you did it! You like guns and rights and you sleep with dudes. Gross."
Yep.
Personally, I hear that Wonder Woman has Brita pajamas, but that's all.
I'm saying. You know, it's true.
Wonder Woman has some childlike photos of her with tinfoil wrapped around one of her legs.
Aww.
Tinfoil wrapped around her legs, and she's pushing the little book shelving cart.
And beat the crap out of three boys.
Yeah. I love you guys.
That's right. And wrinkling her nose at the smell of urine.
Oh, man.
This place smells like tinkle.
Yeah.
Hey, Brandon, have you had to... Since we're going long anyway, have you rousted any good hobos recently?
Actually, no. Our library has been oddly dead lately.
Huh.
Well.
I guess that is better than stinking hobos.
Yeah, I haven't really had to, you know.
Or stalactites in the bathroom.
Yeah, I haven't had to, bust any heads or anything. I haven't had to be tough lately. You know, not that I couldn't be, of course, but no, we really haven't had any problems lately. And I think it's because, well, this is a whole different topic, but I think library patronage is down just generally.
Sure.
Because people have their own computers and their own e-readers and their own, you know, whatevers. So.
Yep. Nope. The only thing I go to the library for is story time.
Yeah.
Which is really mostly just singing songs.
That's fun. I know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right. Well.
Okay,
thanks for a good show, guys.
It was a good show. That was fun.
I like the segment.
We should do it again.
Segments work.
We should do it again next time.
Yeah. Thanks. Well, I wanted to mention that we do have the email now set up. SQRPT at SQRPT.com. We can, you know, take questions, comments, suggestions, ideas, whatever you want to do, just email us and, you know, we might read it on the air. We might take you seriously. We might not, you know, whatever.
Also, I'd like to offer my humblest apologies for those of you who signed up using the promo code Squirrel when signing up for AshleyMadison.com and now are being blackmailed by hackers.
Oops.
Yeah. Alan, just so you know, I think we've officially like missed the boat on that because I don't see Ashley Madison recovering from this. So we could have had a little bit of that money before it all got flushed down the toilet.
No, we couldn't. Nope. Wasn't going to happen.
But I wanted to take their money.
Yeah, I know. Still wasn't going to happen.
Oh, wow.
I'd spend it on Alan's coffee brandy.
Speaking of taking money, I wanted to say it because I got stickers.
Yes.
And stickers. I mailed stickers to the other hosts here.
We have a stack of stickers.
I started to set up a thing where you could click on a link through PayPal and order a sticker and ran into the giant, hairy, fucked upness that is state sales tax.
Just sell one sticker at a time.
You can't do it.
One sticker a month.
Nope. It's completely screwed up.
You could sell German Air.
So I gotta figure out a way to do it that doesn't involve, because I'm not gonna deal with
$1 to Happy Dude.
Yeah, I'm not gonna deal with sales tax for, you know, 15 or 20 stickers. That's ridiculous.
Oh, I get it. We could do a GoFundUs campaign.
Well, what I was thinking is
a lofty goal of like, we'll create the Squirrel Report movie. And if you pay at the $1 level, you get a coupon, you get a sticker. If you donate at the $1,000 level, you'll get a DVD when we put out the DVD.
Yeah.
And if you donate at the $1 million level, Brita will come have breakfast with you.
I would cook you breakfast.
Oh, there you go.
Wearing just her bra.
Depends on the bra. But okay.
Beard gives you a lap dance.
Anyway.
Brita's eating bra.
I'm still trying to come up with a way to get stickers out. So anyway.
I like lofty goals. If someone wants to blow a whole lot of money, I'll hop on a plane. I will give a lap dance. I am a cheap whore.
All right then. And next time, everybody that didn't call in today can call in. 214-530-0036. See you next week.
Oh, okay.
Maybe see you next week.
What?
Well, this is our last episode, folks.
No.
Al's retiring.
No, it's just I may be out of it. I may be.
It's just like Vicious Circle. He's just going to lay it on us at the end.
I may be out of town. I may not. We'll see.
That's code for it might be the last show.
No, it's not.
Ever.
It's just that I might be out of town Thursday. So we'll see. Don't know yet.
Okay. All right. We'll figure it out.